Penguin Random House presents Corporate Divas by Sonia Gilani, read by Aishwarya Singh. Over the past decade, I was happily occupied with managing and growing MCG, Management Consultants Group, the recruitment consulting organization I founded in 1998. MCG had grown to a reasonable scale, and I had plans to take it to the next level. Unfortunately, the economic scenario changed, and recruitment was among the first set of industries to be impacted by the downturn. I had to postpone my plans to expand. Earlier, when business was brisk, I would often wish to return to journalism, which was my vocation before I ventured into recruitment. Interacting with decision makers and exchanging powerful ideas provided a stimulus that few other professions could match. I was motivated to seek another opportunity that would once again enable me to engage and connect in the same way that I did during my tenure in journalism. Herein lay the genesis for this book. While I was researching on topics that I could write on, I noticed that there is a big void of books written in the Indian context on the lives of contemporary women leaders. I, therefore, decided to focus my book on Indian women achievers from the corporate sector, who have not only created wealth for the nation, but also placed India on the global platform. Possessing a strong value system and a balanced approach to work and life, they have eventually become icons and an inspiration for many, particularly the country's youth. The book is about the professional accomplishments of some of these women, as well as about the persons they are, their relationships, their highs and lows, the defining moments of their lives, and so on. They are either professionals with outstanding achievements or entrepreneurs who have made substantial contributions in their field of work. However, it is by no means an exhaustive work on all Indian women achievers from the world of business. The script had to be completed within a certain time period, and that could accommodate only 18 stories. The first set of people I interviewed were Naina Lal Kidbai, Vinita Bali, and Shikha Sharma. I was overwhelmed with the warmth and the wholehearted support they extended when I approached them. It gave me the confidence that the concept for my book had been received well and that it would see the light of day. I experienced the same degree of positivity and graciousness from the other 15 ladies whom I subsequently met. The journey that began in October 2009 proceeded to fill my next 11 months with delightful moments, all of which are captured in this book. I believe that each story in this book has the potential to impact and inspire many. Different individuals will find different experiences to take away from it, depending on what they are seeking. For me, this endeavor has been an immense source of fulfillment, and I hope it will be the same for all my readers. Chapter 1. Vinita Bali, the transformationist with a bohemian soul. I wonder if there is any other Indian woman business leader who has worked in as diverse geographies and cultures as Vinita has. Starting from India to the intricate African and Latin American markets to the developed markets of the UK and the US, Vinita has covered the entire spectrum during her 3 decades of work. Think as hard as I may, I am unable to come up with another such parallel. A gypsy soul and a focused mind is a rare combination. Equally rare it is to find parents such as Vinita's who let their children pursue their dreams freely and fearlessly. A minuscule number of women are at the helm in the manufacturing sector in India. Vinita specifically stands out as an unrivaled business leader in that minority group and overall in the corporate sector. We met in Mumbai in December 2009 during one of her visits to the city. She was here for 2 days to attend a board meeting in the morning and later speak at the Women Mean Business Conference organized by the Cherie Blair Foundation for Women. Our meeting took place on the second day at the Trident Hotel in Bandra Kurla Complex, where she was attending the Tata Stri Shakti Awards function. Clad in an ethnic black and red churidar kurta with a dupatta thrown around her neck, she came across as a warm and friendly person, full of positivity and energy. During the next 2 hours, Vinita took me through her world, giving a peek into her life's journey. However, we had to break due to her commitment to the awards function and decided to pick up and conclude the conversation during her next visit to Mumbai. So who is Vinita, who suddenly emerged on the Indian corporate scene in 2005 as CEO of Britannia? What are the building blocks of her success story? What has shaped her into the individual she is? I begin by asking her whether it had always been her dream to be in the corporate sector. For Vinita, life has been an adventure. She never really planned anything in particular and always followed her instinct. While in junior school, her childhood dream was to become a pilot. Later on, becoming a neurosurgeon seemed exciting to her. In college, she discovered that she was a voyager at heart and a career in the foreign services would be more suitable. Her parents simply allowed her imagination to soar and let time decide where her multifarious interests would take her. As it were, destiny had something else in store for her. Her dream to be a neurosurgeon vanished in the face of her repulsion for dissections. Taking the examination for the Indian Foreign Service also went on the back burner. Influenced by her cousin, she eventually joined the management course at the Jamnalal Bajaj Institute of Management Studies, JBIMS, in Mumbai, where she chose to specialize in marketing. The desire of becoming a pilot and conquering the skies, however, continued to tempt her. And she tried to fulfill it by enrolling in a flying school while she was working at Coke in Atlanta. Unfortunately, her work did not leave her enough time to complete the required flying hours. Did she ever have to rebel against her parents to pursue whatever she wanted to? Never, Vinita confirms. She takes a small pause and then reiterates, "Not even once. My family has never stopped me from doing anything that I chose to do, whether it's traveling to towns like Kanpur, Lucknow, etc. during the early days of my career, or later to any of the international postings I opted for. I have been lucky with family, I guess." The positive, enabling and uncomplicated family environment found a reflection in her personality. She imbibed the scholastic attitude from her father and the spirit of adventure and love for music and fine arts from her mother. She became the junior school captain, then head girl at the Convent of Jesus and Mary in Delhi, and continued on the same trajectory by being elected vice president and president of the College Students Union at Lady Shri Ram College in Delhi. Fine arts, music and theatre were invariably an inseparable part of her life. Having accomplished teachers in school, such as Sushma Seth for dramatics and Zareen Chaudhary and Barry John for elocution, further enhanced her development. Interestingly, while pursuing her MBA at JBIMS, the famous director Mani Ratnam was Vinita's batchmate. She fondly recalls the experience of acting in a play in which Mani Ratnam did the lights and technical. The play won several accolades. While studying at JBIMS, Vinita learnt a great deal from her professors, Dr. Jagdish Sheth, Tarun Gupta, Ted Leavitt, and Peter Drucker. Sergio Zeman, who eventually recruited her to the Coca-Cola company and with whom she worked for several years, also had a significant influence on her. However, her most precious and real lessons in marketing came from walking the streets, talking...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?